Welcome to Fresh Folk, the show where I do the listening for you, previewing new releases in acoustic-based music and playing the best selections for you. I'm your host, Blair Larson. Veteran Nashville songwriter and small-town Pennsylvania native Irene Kelly has released her first new collection of original songs in more than 10 years. The new bluegrass full-length album, Pennsylvania Coal, is a tribute to her coal mining grandfather and a recording Irene has had on her bucket list for some time. The album takes dead aim at the truth and Irene's personal life, not some audience demographic. "I've gone back to my story," Irene says. "There's no pressure about what's going on in the market, but at the same time, I think that sort of thing captures an audience. It's like Loretta Lynn, she never strayed from her story." And so it is with this coal miner's granddaughter. Irene Kelly's story and her family's resonate and reward in this exhilarating new collection. We'll start off with Sister's Heart from Irene Kelly's album, Pennsylvania Coal.
It's a deep, quiet place, but the sun still seems to shine. No easy way to get there, but a treasure once you find. Love without condition, always standing guard. No safer place for secrets inside a sister's heart. Should you stay, should you leave, should you tell him yes or no? 100 miles of broken dreams, 100 more to go. When you're looking for some comfort and you don't know where to start, the door is always open inside sister's heart. Sister's heart, sister's heart. Time in a sister's heart. She's like looking at a stranger, she's like looking in a mirror. Makes me weak with laughter, spitting mad with tears. She could hand me to the devil, she could tear my world apart. But there's not one drop of evil inside a sister's heart. Sister's heart, sister's heart. Sister's heart. Woo-hoo. Crabtree, Pennsylvania, a sleepy little town. Everything kept her going was lying underground. My grandpa worked the mine, and then he worked the farm. 8 hours in the dark, 6 hours in the sun. And every day, hear that whistle blow to make a better life for someone down the road. And pray one day, the one you love will know you don't sell your soul for another load of Pennsylvania coal. Grandma made some so-corn liquor to buy the family shoes for that little so-called luxury. That's what she had to do. First generation American and proud. She wouldn't talk about it, but I'm here. Another low Pennsylvania coal, black lung unsung heroes, everyone, unknown backbone. I'm still leaning on home.
That was the title track to Irene Kelly's new album, Pennsylvania Coal. Listeners continue to discover Irene's music, an authentic mix of country and bluegrass, with tinges of folk and Americana, distinguished by her sweetly tempered voice, always backed by crackerjack players. Irene's signature mix appeals to music lovers across all genres. A native of Latrobe, Pennsylvania, Irene discovered her flair for songwriting as a teenager when she took offense to fellow grassers singing the praises of Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee, etc., and took it on herself to write a song defending the rural beauty of her native state. The resulting song, Pennsylvania Is My Home, opened many doors, from a PBS documentary to a grassroots campaign for a Pennsylvania State Song Senate bill, and eventually to Nashville, where Irene lives today. In Nashville, her songs were quickly noticed and recorded by Carl Jackson, Ricky Skaggs, and Sharon White. While recording an album for MCA and independently releasing two more records and touring worldwide, Irene raised two daughters and scored cuts with Alan Jackson, Trisha Yearwood, Loretta Lynn, Pat Green, Rhonda Vincent, Claire Lynch, Daryl Scott, The Whites, The Osborne Brothers, and others. From Irene Kelly's new album, Pennsylvania Coal, this is Garden of Dreams.
Don't take for granted the seed that was planted. Be thankful, be grateful, it's there in your heart. The losing, the winning, the end, the beginning. We all need a place we can start. Bless the earth, bless the sky, and the clouds passing by, and life, and all that. garden of dreams. A warm rain is falling tomorrow. It's calling the treasure you long for. Stop hoping, just keep your eyes open. You can't see a rainbow if you're looking down. Bless the earth, bless the sky, and the clouds passing by, and life, and all that it means. Bless the thorns, bless the weeds, 'cause among all of these, there's a rose in the garden of dreams. Bless the earth, bless the sky, and the clouds by and life and all that it means. Bless the thorns, bless the weeds, 'cause among all these there's a rose in the garden of dreams. There's a rose, a beautiful rose. There's a rose in the garden.
Coming when the sinner must
die.
We just heard Sinners, You Better Get Ready from the High Bar Gang and their latest release titled Lost and Undone, a Gospel Bluegrass Companion. From their first shows at the tiny North Vancouver Eagles Club to opening for Blue Rodeo, the High Bar Gang has helped carry the torch for traditional bluegrass music throughout Western Canada since 2010. On this new album, the band focuses on the fine gospel music made popular by the likes of Bill Monroe and the Stanley Brothers. You're listening to Fresh Folk, and I'm your host, Blair Larson. The Welfare Liners came together from the eclectic Athens, Georgia music scene in 2010 and combined contemporary and traditional influences to create a brand of bluegrass that has earned praise from young and old. As they continued to perform at bluegrass festivals and local clubs, original compositions made their way in to sets previously dominated by standards from Bill Monroe, Flatten Scruggs, and the Stanley Brothers. These new original songs borrowed heavily from the tradition of brother harmony mastered by Jim and Jesse and the Lubin Brothers, whose songs were also mainstays of early performances by the band. Their debut album is titled High on a Hilltop, and here are the Welfare Liners with She's Mine.
Thank you.
Hangman's Reel from Vi Wickham's new release titled Long Time Comin'. The album features a new spin on traditional tunes with fresh takes on modern favorites. Vi's music is rooted in tradition but not buried in the past. It's innovative, eclectic, and fun. On the CD, which features nationally recognized jazz vocalist Mandy Harvey, there's a little bit of swing, a little more funk, beautiful ballads, and some down-and-dirty blues. Vi is an accomplished fiddler who has won contests all over the United States, and he is a composer, songwriter, and singer. Vi Wickham comes from a musical family, and he's been performing and writing music since before he could read, he says, and he began studying composition and arranging in junior high. Vi Wickham's new album is titled Long Time Comin', and from that record, this is Turkey in the Straw.
Milwaukee, left St. Louis by the riverside. Heading west is fortune to decide. For in 1887, prairie was hard won. Good luck, you'll surely strike a seven. Ride the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. Down to Wichita, it's on the way. Catch the Keenan Ball stays line to Greensburg, they say. Good work is waiting for good pay. For in Greensburg those days, the labor was delayed. The Rock Island and the Santa Fe. But the luckiest job was digging in town. Old locomotive water underground. So sign them up, hey. A dollar a day's the pay. Pass the pick and let them dig away. Going down, 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 and around from sun up to sundown. Digging big well in Greensburg downtown. So a digging they went. Yes, they did. They dug 110 feet down and 30 feet wide. But here's the real kicker. They did the digging by hand. And Jack Wheeler did the high run and sometimes the firing. Cause the work, it had to be a calling. In haze. Still the fortune remained way down underground. The Santa Fe sold the well to the town. So in Greensburg remained big well to gather round. Ponder and throw a penny down. To wander around yesterday's good luck. The price of a mission was then a buck. So sign them up, hey. A dollar a day's the pay. Pass a pick and let them dig away. But oh, down, 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 and around from sun up to sundown. Digging big well in Greensburg downtown. Fateful day, Greensburg blew away. Twisted and scattered all around. Many people survived. God bless those who died. Their lives in memory reside. Soon the people cried, what's left of our town? Barns on the ground. Good neighbors arrived to stand by their side. For the spirit, a big well was alive. So sign them up, hey. A dollar a day's the pay. Pass the pick and let them dig away.
We just heard Big Well from Steve Park and his new collection titled Windswept Mercy. This album of Americana music reflects Steve's many years of interaction with Western Kansas, High Plains history and culture, and experiences, now rolled out as song stories. Even though he left Western Kansas as a full-time resident almost 40 years ago, the prairie still provides a great writing palette from which to work. Musical styles on the disc include folk, country, jazz, blues, and jazz rock, but the songs flow with a compelling narrative and consistent instrumentation. If you'd like to know more about the songs or artists you've heard tonight, then please go to the Fresh Folk webpage. On it, you'll find a list of songs played on this and past shows, concert listings, links to the audio archives of Fresh Folk, and a preview of what's coming up next week. Just go to www.upr.org and click on Programs. We also have a group on Facebook, and the podcast is on iTunes. My thanks to Addison Pace for maintaining all things internet for us. Birds Creek Band is a Bellingham, Washington group that plays bluegrass, country, western, and gospel music. Stanley Emmert Sr. and his nephew George Emmert started the band Birds Creek Boys in 2001. Both were born in Sevier County, Tennessee, and grew up breathing air filled with Tennessee Smoky Mountain music. With Uncle Stan on tenor guitar and George playing regular guitar, the duo performed in Tennessee, Utah, and Washington. Stanley became ill and returned to the Eastern Mountains in 2007. George continued to perform with evolving configurations of the newly named Birds Creek Band, all the while searching for musicians who enjoyed country, bluegrass, western, and gospel music. Serendipitously, after 20-plus years of playing the violin in the Bellingham Symphony, Adina Moores joined the band as a fiddle player in 2008. A year later, Judy Dube brought a multiplicity of talents to the band with her stand-up bass, dobro, and fiddle. In 2012, Ron Bott added rich guitar sounds to the band. Now, Birds Creek Band has released their first CD titled Ghost Trains on Blanchard Mountain, and here is Could I Have This Dance?
When we're together, it feels so right, but I have his dance for the rest of my
From the Virginia-based duo Robin and Linda Williams, that was Dixie Highway Sign, which appears on their latest album titled Back 40. With a rich career spanning four decades, Robin and Linda have made it their mission to perform the music that they love, a robust blend of bluegrass, folk, old-time, and acoustic country that combines wryly observant lyrics with a wide-ranging melodicism. With the release of Back 40, the Williamses celebrate their musical legacy with an album that features fresh treatments of their early classics, many from albums long out of print, and favorites by other writers. As Cy Conn approached his 70th birthday, as well as his 40th year as a recording artist, it made sense that he would think about making a Greatest Hits CD. And now he's done just that. Aragon Mill, The Bluegrass Sessions, is Cy's 18th album, and it features some of his best-known and most-loved songs. The Looping Brothers are one of Europe's most respected, experienced, and best-loved bluegrass bands, having worked and toured with such bluegrass legends as Bill Monroe, the Osborne Brothers, Kenny Baker, Josh Graves, and Dan Crary. The pairing of Cy Conn and the Looping Brothers is moving and stellar. Give a listen now to Wild Rose of the Mountain from Aragon Mill.
If I had my life to live, I'd surely live it over. Only walk in brand new shoes, just lay down in clover. Only work on Christmas Day, all the rest go sporting. Spend my days down at the creek, every night go courting. Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane, my wild rose of the mountain. When I think of home sweet home, makes my eyes grow misty. Papa singing gospel tunes, Mama sipping whiskey. Whiskey from a white oak barrel, sure do make good liquor. Makes the night seem twice as bright, days go by much quicker. Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane, my wild rose of the mountain. A new made quilt, I'd fill it all with feathers. Take my Rosie by the hand, lay down there together. Oh, the days that we were young, thoughts that keep returning, drive the winter night away just like a log fire burning. Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane, my wild rose of the mountain.
When the Stray Birds take the stage, the spotlight falls on three voices raised in harmony, above the raw resonance of wood and strings. It is a sound drawn from the richness of American folk music traditions, spun with the stirring subtlety and grace. From bustling street corners to silent halls, their performances speak to an uncompromising reverence for songs. The Stray Birds recorded their new album in a beautiful recording studio in Asheville, North Carolina, called Echo Mountain Studios, nestled in the mountains of western North Carolina. That setting gave rise to the down-home feeling of the songs and the title of the release, Echo Sessions. From the Stray Birds, here is When I Stop Dreaming.
That's when I'll stop loving you. The worst that I'd ever been hurt in my life. The first time I ever wanted to die was the night when you told me you loved someone else and you asked me if I could forget. When I stop dreaming, that's when I'll stop wanting you. I would be like a flower unwanted in spring, alone and forsaken, transplanted in vain to a garden of sadness where its petals would fall in the shadow of undying pain. When I stop dreaming, that's when I'll stop thinking of you. A flower to bloom in the snow. Take a pebble and teach it to grow. You may teach all the raindrops return to the clouds, but you can't teach my heart to forget. When I stop dreaming, that's when I'll stop crying for you.
If they play another love song, if that Miller High Life light stays dim, if he'll keep my glass full of whiskey, I'll whisper words I wish I said to him. Just ask me to dance all the slow ones. Hold me close and take me across the floor. Gently lay my head on your shoulder and pretend this never happened before. And I don't want
We just heard I'll Be Your San Antone Rose from the Stray Birds off their new record, Echo Sessions. Raised within a few miles of farmland from each other in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, their flight began with friendship. With miles of music already behind them, Maya DeVitri and Oliver Craven first shared a song in January 2010. A snowy Pennsylvania winter inspired the collection of 7 songs found on their first EP, Borderland. 2 years later, Charles Munch, who contributed upright bass to the Borderland EP, climbed on board as the third voice. Thank you for your company tonight on Fresh Folk, and I hope you've enjoyed listening to these new releases. Fresh Folk is a production of Utah Public Radio, and I thank my technical producer, Shalane Smith Needham, for making this program sound wonderful. The Stray Birds maintain an ambitious touring schedule and revel in the energy of each room. For the Echo Sessions, their latest release, they embraced the diversity of their voices, and lead vocals were spread across the entire trio as they paid tribute to some of their favorite songwriters. Closing out the show, here are the Stray Birds with I Wish It Would Rain. Thank you for listening to Fresh Folk.
This is Utah Public Radio.